A sprinkling of snowflakes swirls into a blur, forming the words Momentum Pictures. Three downward-pointing chevrons on a black background, the logo of the Weinstein Company. A three-masted ship crashes through stormy seas. Dark clouds are swept away by a searing white light that forms the logo of a ship in a white triangle. The logo of Exodus. Bolts of lightning rip through dark, stormy skies. The Weinstein Company. Exodus Productions. Animation by Sparks. Igor.
Nice weather we're having, huh? Here in the kingdom of malaria, every day's forecast is rainy with a 100% chance of horror. It wasn't always like this, though. Years ago, malaria was a sunny land of farmers until the mysterious storm clouds rolled in and never left. They killed our crops, and our people became poor. And that's when King Malbert thought up a new way for us to make money. Evil inventions. The kind that crush you, kill you, bring you back to life, then kill you again, way worse. We invent them and the world pays us not to unleash them. Oh, it's a great gig, especially if you're an evil scientist. Fame, fortune, a rent-free castle in the hills, they get it all. They're the top of the heap.
Igor, pull the switch!
Yes, master.
And the bottom of the heap? Those are the poor slobs like me, born with a hunch on our back. Igor's. Actually, that Igor's not me.
An eagle pulls a switch.
Igor, pull the switch!
Yes, master.
No, that's not me either.
A squat, cloaked figure with a hunchback and large eyes drags a cart through a graveyard.
That's me. See? I look nothing like those other guys. Much better looking. Anyway, all Igors are forced to serve evil scientists. Our life is a permanent graveyard shift. But I never wanted to be an Igor.
Igor is a child.
I always wanted to be an evil scientist. Unfortunately, the hunch on my back was a one-way ticket to Igor School. I majored in talking with a slur and graduated with the Yes Master's degree. Then it was off to find a job. Hi, I'm here about the Igor Wanted ad. My name's Igor. Well, of course it is. I've got a hunch on my back. What's my name going to be? Kevin? They didn't appreciate my creative style. But eventually I landed a job for Dr. Glickenstein.
Pull the switch!
Not the smartest scientist. His last invention was an evil lasagna. Didn't kill anyone, and it actually tasted pretty good.
Igor!
Igor's not at his switch.
Igors aren't allowed to invent, but I still managed to work on my own inventions in secret. And this new one is going to be the one that proves that I'm the biggest evil genius of them all, and not just another...
Igor!
In a cramped, dingy room, Igor hurriedly puts his design of a large creature into an ornate canister.
Once they see what I can do, I'll have a whole new life, and I'll never have to answer to another master again. Sorry, master.
What did you say?
Sorry, master. I was in the bathroom. Had a bat stuck in the belfry, if you know what I mean, master.
I don't want to hear your toilet memoirs, you cretin. I give you 5 minutes a week to take care of your business. I'm not running a resort here. Now, get over there and pull the switch.
Yes, master.
Igor pulls the switch and a crackle of electricity courses through machinery, making gauges rise and huge cogs turn in the cavernous laboratory. Blades on a tall shaft start spinning like a helicopter, causing halos of bright light to pulse up and down the shaft.
Who's the failure now, mother?
The machinery judders to a halt in a puff of smoke and a shower of sparks.
Mammy, you were right. I was never meant to be a scientist. I should have been a plumber like you.
That was the first time he was right all day.
You, go find me a 16-gigawatt temporal transducer.
Excuse me, Master. Are you sure you don't mean 21 gigawatts?
You're correcting me?
Frankenstein hurls Igor like a bowling ball.
Strike! I should do more improv.
Frankenstein strides out.
Oh, my hunch. Oh, there she goes. Much better.
Good evening, friends.
That's Scamper, one of my most successful inventions.
Scrawny bucktooth rabbit Scamper, who's wearing a metal electrode cap, is flattened by a huge metal ball, but he instantly pops back into shape.
I made him immortal, which is kind of a hassle for him since he doesn't want to live.
Will nothing end this vicious cycle?
I also made him talk, which is a hassle for me since he never shuts up.
No fair! You wasted your immortality formula on the wrong guy, Igor.
That's Brain, one of my other inventions. Legend has it when the smartest man in the world died, they put his brain in a jar. This is not that brain.
I want to live forever! I got plans! I got dreams! I got a squeaky wheel!
Was that me?
Really, Brain? You want to be trapped in an endless existential nightmare, forced to keep living even though life is meaningless and nothing matters?
Possibly. What exactly did you say?
Too bad he wasted his intelligence formula on me too, Brain. Or should I say, Brian?
Hey, I was in a hurry. Stupid permanent marker.
Enough! The evil science fair is in a week, and Glickenstein is gonna lose again.
Okay, I get it. You want me to fix this invention. Now, I'll just need a screwdriver, some nails, and my bag of marbles.
Don't touch his invention, Brain.
Fine! You don't want the benefit of my brain power? Then farewell, Igor. Like a gentle fawn, I shall leap this meadow.
Brain, a jar on wheels with a crab-like metal claw, ricochets off blades stuck in the floor. Igor takes a component from a cupboard where Scamper sticks a fizzing dynamite clenched in his teeth.
On second thought, maybe I'll stick around. So I can watch Mr. Smarty Hunch fix Glickenstein's invention.
I could, but you know what would happen if I did? The same thing he'd do if he found out I invented you two. He'd recycle me. Can you imagine being chopped up and used for body parts and God knows what else?
Horrible.
Scamper drinks a bottle of deadly poison. Igor wanders up to a large open window.
If I had my shot, I could be one of the greatest evil scientists malaria has ever seen. They'd all cheer my name, just like they do for the great Dr. Schadenfreude.
In a gnarled, jagged castle lit up like a Christmas tree, razor-faced Dr. Schadenfreude is sitting at a piano. He's dressed like Elton John in large, colorful glasses and a huge collar like American football shoulder pads.
And now, the master of disaster, the chief of grief, a man who needs no introduction but who will brutally torture me if he doesn't get one, Dr. Schadenfreude!
Thank you. You're too kind. And I'm nuts. But I want to welcome you all to my annual pre-evil science fair party. My girlfriend Jacqueline, you know, she may seem like a shallow, conniving wretch. That's all I got. That pretty much sums her up.
A toast to the undefeated winner of 17 evil science fairs and the greatest evil genius in the world.
Bow for the king!
A squat figure with a pencil mustache scurries through the audience.
The greatest evil genius in the world. I remember when people used to call me that, back when the clouds destroyed our peaceful land of farmers, and my plan to blackmail the world saved us all.
Yes, yeah. As you've told us all, over and over and over.
Yeah? Well, here's more.
Did you know that years ago, Shoddy's family name was Polkelmacher?
His family were pickle makers. So, what's your evil invention this year, Doctor? Kosher or dill?
Later, in Schadenfreude's lab.
I want to shove a pickle right where the sun don't shine.
You mean malaria, Master?
Schadenfreude hurls a glass at his eagle.
No matter how many evil science fairs I win, I always have to bow down to that idiot. I will never get the respect he gets.
Respect? Respect isn't going to keep me in baby seal boots. You just need to keep on winning.
But that is spoken like a true worthless leech who, by the way, still has not helped me steal this year's winning invention.
You know, maybe if you were a real scientist, you would need me to help you cheat every year.
Platinum blonde Jacqueline presses a large red button.
Your whole lab is fake. Just like you.
The lab collapses around them.
And maybe I should throw you back in the gutter where I found you.
You're one to talk, Dr. Schadenfreude. You don't have the guts.
Schadenfreude and Jacqueline trade slaps by hitting their eagle.
Go!
The eagle collapses to the floor and Schadenfreude passionately takes Jacqueline in his arms.
Is Daddy still mad at me?
No. But you and your friend Heidi still have a little job to do.
Oh, we're trying.
Well, try a little bit harder. Because this year, I won't stop at just winning the evil science fair. I'm gonna unleash my winning invention on the king's smug little face. And then he'll be the one groveling at my feet.
Glickenstein's in his lab looking at some plans.
Your little hi there. Look, it's your little girlfriend, Heidi. You take a cocoa break and I'll guard your plans for your new invention.
No, wait, you're spilling my plans. Heidi, you're not careful enough. You're too sloppy sometimes.
Oh, Porkskin, I went to the evil bookstore and got you an inspirational poster. It's a little kitten to remind you to always take time in your day for a little torture.
Eagle drops a box.
My transducer! Time to go! I have no time for cocoa or kittens. I have to work on my plans alone and in secret. In other words, bon voyage.
Glickenstein grabs the box.
Who doesn't like tortured kittens?
I like kittens.
I don't like dirty little hunch people. Great. Schadenfreude's gonna kill me.
And why are there two transducers?
Master, the 21 gigawatt might be somewhat safer, I think.
Think? Igors don't think. I'm using the 16 gigawatt, you fool. Now get over there and pull the switch.
Igor scampers over to the switch, then turns to Glickenstein.
What are you waiting for?
Yes, Master.
Igor pulls the switch and the machine sparks into life.
Yes! I told you this 16 would work, you Igor! Behold my rocket ship! Born to scream through the world, unleashing pain and misery on everyone! I named her after you, Mother! Now to take the old cow for a test drive.
The rocket is going to...
An explosion rips through the lab. Glickenstein's severed robotic arm with bony fingers drops to the floor.
Yeah, that.
Finally! Now I can throw out that rug in the foyer. That thing is hideous. We were all thinking it. I just said it.
Oh no, who's that? What am I gonna do?
Relax, this is Glickenstein's castle. And he doesn't have to open that door for anyone.
Open for the king!
Except for the king.
Oh my god. He's here, see, Glickenstein, what do I tell him?
Tell him the truth, and if he kills us, I'll come back and give you a beautiful funeral.
Right, the truth, that's a good option, right.
Glicky! Glicky, my boy. Where's Glicky?
Your Highness, it's gone.
Curse it! I need to see his invention. Schadenfreude is getting too popular. The people might make him king. Someone has to beat him this year with an invention more evil than his. Someone who can snatch Schadenfreude's number one position and rub his face in number two!
Ew.
Your Highness! Dr. Glickenstein is creating life!
Did you say life?
Yes. Thinking, breathing life that can destroy freely all on its own.
No evil scientist has ever been able to create life! Oh, sure, they've mutated life. They've ended life. They've blasted life into a million going pieces. But created
life? A weapon like that would be the greatest evil invention of all time.
And its inventor, the greatest evil scientist of all time?
Of course! This is what I've been waiting for! And it's your job to make sure nothing happens to Glickenstein, or I'll throw you down the recycling chute and use your hunch as a speed bump! Oh, this is big. Schadenfreude's winning streak is over. Come on, boys! Let's go kick some old people.
Ow! What is wrong with you?
That's for having a death wish. That's my thing.
I am not gonna die, Scamper.
Eagle goes to a window.
For the first time ever, I'm gonna live!
He raises a clenched fist. A bolt of lightning rips into the lab and hits Scamper. Eagle opens a hatch and he peers into the darkness with Scamper and Brain.
I sometimes come down here to think.
Wow, how interesting. What's next? You're going to pull out a guitar and play us a song you wrote in college about being misunderstood?
Igor turns on a light in his gloomy room. Then, grinning excitedly, he pulls back a curtain. Unveiling a half-built metal monster with a fierce skull for a head.
I know, right? And she's not even done yet.
In the lab, Igor pulls the switch and a table suspended on chains descends from the ceiling. He drops a piece of meat onto the table, then shakes the design sketch out of his canister. He squeezes drops onto body parts which grow instantly. The swinging table knocks Brain flying.
Come on, bigger. Come on, make it bigger.
Brain squeezes drops into a bottle that's labeled Handle with Care.
Okay, jump to the left. Very good. Now back to the right. No, to the left. Now, back to the right. Is that even her hand?
Scamp and Igor drop a giant hand on Brain. Igor places a large brain against a sliced open head. Then Scamper stuffs it in with a long stick.
And now to make her skin indestructible.
Brain faints as Igor injects the monster's hand with an enormous syringe. Igor fires a laser gun at the monster's hand. The bolt of energy bounces off the monster and ricochets round the lab, hitting Scamper.
Did you see that? Shoot him again.
A sign reads, Evil Science Fair, 5 days.
And now the crucial last piece, the source of all the monster's power.
Igor uses tongs to pick up a bone that has a radioactive green glow.
The evil bone!
He inches towards the monster.
I have to hurry. It loses its power in the light.
He stuffs the glowing bone into a finger socket that's sticking out from under a sheet, then slots a severed finger over the bone.
That's it. Only one thing left to do.
He said do.
Pull the switch! Switch!
Igor throws up his hands triumphantly, then glances at the untouched switch.
Do not yell at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just... Pull the switch. Please pull the switch.
That's better.
Wait. Why does he get to pull the switch?
Because I'm not an idiot, Brian.
My name is not Brian!
Then you must have his jar.
Stop! You can both pull the switch. On the count of three. One!
Hey, no fair! You said we could both...
Scamper beats Brain, who has Brian scrawled on his jar, to the switch. Beams of light fizzing out of lamps high above the covered monster form a crackling circle. The light hits the enormous monster lying on the operating table. Terrified Brain grabs Scamper. The light fizzles out and the giant cogs grind to a halt.
I don't believe it. I'm a failure. I'm an Igor. Get rid of that thing. I never want to see it again.
Funny you should say that.
Igor spins round from the door. The operating table is empty.
Igor?
Yeah, where did the monster go?
I don't know, Brain.
May I suggest...
Looking behind you!
There's nothing there.
Just a suggestion.
Maybe just, spontaneously combusted?
Oh, yeah, sure, I've read about that, and, Who am I kidding? I can't read!
The three of them slowly look up. The hulking female monster, which has a huge body and a small head, is swinging above them on a trapeze. She leaps down, blocking their escape. The monster, who has her dark hair styled in a petite bob, breaks through a wall.
And just like that, she was out of their lives.
I did it. I created life.
Has that hole always been there?
It's the shape of the monster.
Come on!
Igor leads the way through a gloomy forest of dead trees.
Let me get this straight. We are chasing after the bloodthirsty monster.
Home for blind orphans.
They stop outside a spooky building.
Oh, God, she's killing blind orphans. That's so evil. I mean, which is great, but... Blind orphans?
They burst inside to find the giant monster playing with the blind orphans, scooping them up in her huge hand.
What diabolical deed she has planned next? Piggyback rides?
Blind orphans get everything!
Ah! Your very large friend is a sweetheart.
No, she's not. I am your master, and I command you to stop this gesture of goodwill right now and put them down. Down!
She obeys.
Okay, now you're gonna march right back to the castle, got it?
He's dead!
Igor flinches, but the monster picks up a flower.
Those are paper flowers the orphans sell. Sounds like someone likes them.
You touch it, you buy it.
In the dead forest near Glickenstein's castle, Schadenfreude's Igor scurries up to a horse carriage-like car.
Master! I looked inside Dr. Glickenstein's castle and didn't see anyone. But that's not all.
Yes, it is, because your voice is annoying.
Now, to break into Glickenstein's castle and steal the plans like Heidi failed to do.
Jacqueline rolls her eyes. Spindly Schadenfreude and Jacqueline creep through the hole the monster left into Glickenstein's lab.
What did this?
I'm guessing something big. Something like this.
Life? Glickenstein invented life?
I don't think he had a hand in it.
Jacqueline picks up the severed arm.
Well, if he's toast, who invented that?
I don't believe it.
Igor.
Wow. So not only is every other evil scientist smarter than you, and Igor is too? Oh, ouch.
Smart is not mouthing off to the man who has just found his way to take the throne.
Igor is leaving a trail of flowers on a path through the forest. The big-eyed monster, who has a right arm like a tree trunk and a left arm like a twig, lumbers after her maker, picking up the flowers.
You must be making a club of flowers to smash us with.
This must be very embarrassing for you. I never thought that
we could. Rain scuttles after Scamper. Silhouetted against a bleak gray sky, they inch towards Glickenstein's castle with the monster's bouquet of paper flowers growing larger. The trail leads the monster back to the lab.
Okay, clearly her evil bone wasn't activated when she came to life. That's it.
Ooh, I have an idea.
Is it about this situation?
No.
Is it even an idea?
Is French fries an idea?
Igor's distracted by a fly.
So how do you activate it?
We need to kickstart it. We need to get her to commit one act of evil.
She wouldn't hurt a fly.
Scamper points to the fly.
Okay, monster, I command you to kill that fly. Kill it! Kill it! Kill it, girl! Come on! You're a killer! Maim it! Wound it! Insult it! Something! Kill it! Kill it! Kill, kill, kill!
The monster swipes at the fly.
You were saying?
The monster stomps to the window and releases the fly from her huge clasped hand.
No, no, no! You're evil! Evil! Evil!
Eva.
What? No, you're not Eva!
Eva. Eva.
What now, genius?
Well, thank you for asking. What we're going to do
first... Don't soak your brain, Brian.
That's actually not a bad idea. Monster want a brainwash?
A giant neon revolving sign of a brain sandwiched between the words brainwash and a giant arrow lights up the gloom of the town. Inside, sitting behind a desk, is a creature with a human body and the head of a fly.
Hi, I'd like to,
Hey! Who you talking to? I'm the head guy here.
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
What the heck is that?
It's my Aunt Eva. She's getting a little sweet in her old age, so I'd like to, I don't know, evil her up a bit. Sunday Night Massacre, no arsonist. See, they all look so good. How about the axe murderer brainwash?
Oh, she must be very special to you.
The head guy has a tiny human head on a fly's body. The fly-headed guy opens the doors to a padded room. Igor leads his creation Eva in and sits her down. A bowl-like device clamps onto Eva's head, and calipers protruding from it stretch open her eyelids. She reaches for a remote control, but the head guy buzzes up to her.
Hey! Don't touch that! It's a very complicated system. One wrong button and you'll just be watching regular cable. You want to waste your nephew's money like that, huh?
A screen in front of Eva's face shows images from black and white horror movies. The treatment room doors are closed by the spindly fly-headed guy. He waves a towel and the treatment room glides along a conveyor belt.
Gosh, I feel like I'm sending my kid off to school for the first time. You know, to learn how to murder.
Brain to the head guy.
Hi, how are you, Great Wings? Listen, could you squeeze me in for a brainwash too? A nice thorough scrubbing?
What are you, an imbecile?
Oh, parlay Italian. Taco grande to meet you.
Yeah. Take Brian to room number 4.
Scampers looking through a rack of greetings cards.
Wish you weren't there. This card teleports your enemy to you so you can destroy him in person. Call me old-fashioned, but what happened to cards that just blew your head off?
Just think, Scamper, in a few short moments, I'm going to have the most evil invention of all time. It's my whole life savings, but I think I'm going to treat myself.
Eagle drops a coin into the slot of a massage chair.
My hunch.
Happy Mother's Day.
The card blows a hole in Scamper's head, which instantly heals up.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Simple, elegant, classic.
You've seen a lot of brains, I'm sure. Mine's bigger than average, right? No? Hello? Can you even talk? Ugh, Canadians. Let's watch TV.
Brain drops a remote control in his bathtub.
What? Butterfingers.
He retrieves it and points it at a TV.
No. Great! Come on!
And it's cold, 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 cold.
Hey, monster, can I borrow your remote? Thank you.
Brain borrows Eva's remote, then returns to his bathtub.
Ah, oh, come on!
The channels on Eva's TV change as Brain fiddles with the remote next door.
Stupid remote!
To plumb the depths of Blanche DuBois in Streetcar is the ultimate challenge for any modern actress.
As Eva watches the program on acting, a smile flickers across her Cupid's bow lips.
Well, our evil bun should be out of the oven soon.
The treatment rooms roll along a conveyor belt and the fly-headed guy opens the doors for Brain to glide out with a dog's head badge swinging from his jar.
Estefan! You're a magician.
What's that smell?
My new air freshener. Dead dog. Jealous?
I don't hear anything.
Igor peers through the steam of Eva's treatment room.
I think it worked.
Maybe they did too much.
Oh, was it? Was I too much? I was pushing, wasn't I? It was only a vocal exercise, but that is a beginner's mistake. I have to own that. That's just where I am. If only I knew whether I had the it factor. But how can you know? I mean, you can't learn that. You just have to be born with it. Oh, listen to me going on and on about me, me, me. Let's talk about you, Igor. Do you think I have it?
Let's thank our guest, who has taught us in 1 hour a lifetime worth of lessons in acting.
Acting? Who changed the channel? Wait, where's the remote?
Move it! I need this room.
No, wait. We need to unbrainwash her.
No can do, pal. Every wash comes with a sealant, guaranteed to last a lifetime. In other words, buzz off!
Eva's in a kiosk-like trailer being driven through the town by Igor.
Okay, things to do. Sign up for yoga classes, get new headshots, adopt children from all over the world. Oh, time for my elocution exercises. I need a box of biscuits. I need a box of biscuits.
It's just failure after failure.
After failure after failure. Oh, sorry. I thought we were counting off all your failures.
A box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit.
Schadenfreude is watching them from his vehicle.
Stop the carriage!
Ow!
What? What's the matter?
I don't mean to be a prima donna, but I think I need a bigger trailer.
After failure, after failure, after failure.
After failure, after failure.
That monster is about to be mine.
Oh, really? How?
Well, with a little something I just stole for the occasion, okay?
In a shadow thrown onto a wall, Schadenfreude produces a huge gun from a tiny object.
Practice poses for the red carpet. Become an environmentalist, but still fly private when necessary.
Schadenfreude and Jacqueline give chase along a country road.
A shrink ray? Oh, that's a genius plan for stealing a monster.
Hey, I don't come down the way you work. Oh, that's right, you don't work. So shut your cake hole, darling. Now, to shrink Igor and steal his monster.
Schadenfreude fires at Igor, but hits a deer that Igor swerves to avoid.
Oh, God, did I hit it? Did I hit it? I hope I didn't hit it.
You, sir, put the evil in evil scientist.
Here we go.
What the?
Igor notices that they're being chased. He swerves to avoid a ray that hits a tree.
Pull over! I'm getting jarsick!
Someone's trying to shoot us!
Paparazzi! Why can't those vultures leave me alone?
This has totally ruined my spa day!
The pursuers are traveling along a bridge alongside the road. Schadenfreude shrinks a section of the bridge and they fall onto the road.
To the right! To the right!
This is the worst car service I've ever used.
The chase reaches a narrow, snaking mountain road. Schadenfreude shrinks a bridge, but Igor grips the wheel determinedly.
Now I get to watch you, Duck.
Hold on!
Igor steers his vehicle through midair over the gap where the bridge was.
Brake, brake!
Uh-oh.
Okay. Fire the rocket booster!
I can't see who it is!
There I go!
Oh, my beautiful face!
No more, Doctor. Don't kill anybody.
Schadenfreude fires at a tunnel.
Not gonna make it! We're not gonna make it!
If only you'd made yourself indestructible.
Indestructible?
Indestructible!
Who wants to be a big movie star?
Me! I do!
Eva leans out of her carriage and is hit by a shrink ray, which bounces off her back at Schadenfreude, shrinking him and his vehicle. Igor's vehicle skids to the edge of the road, leaving the occupants hanging over a precipice. Brain's holding Scamper, who's holding Igor by the wrist.
This would be the right time to curb your suicidal tendencies.
Hey, I can see my room from here.
A rat scurries up to the shrunken Schadenfreude and his accomplices.
Go away. Look, I'm very important.
Ew, what's that smell? Oh, yes, wait at the big whopping stench of failure.
Ironically, at an inch tall, you still have the biggest mouth than malaria.
Oh. Igor's vehicle tumbles off the edge of the cliff, sending the chain of vehicle, Igor, Scamper and Brain plummeting. They suddenly stop as Eva grabs the vehicle and pulls them safely onto the road with ease.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You saved my life.
As an actor, I feel things very deeply, and I treasure all of life.
Burly Eva skips gracefully like a ballerina.
FYI, it's actually me you should thank. I was the one who changed the channel on her brainwash.
What?
Yep. And if she had been evil, she would have let us all die. So technically, I'm the one who saved us. But no need to thank me. Actually, a thank you would be nice. It could be in the form of a card or a poem, your choice. I also like ponies.
Igor lumbers towards Brain with
an axe. I don't want an axe. That's crazy. Why would you offer me an axe?
You made my monster an actress.
This is why people are afraid of hunchbacks. Right here!
Oh, what play are they rehearsing?
Brain dead.
You're gonna kill me!
It's gonna be a smash.
You're gonna kill me!
Brain hides behind Eva's elephant-like leg.
The only thing killed here is my dream.
Bravo! Bravo!
Huh?
Oh, you guys are so lucky to have work. If only I had a role I could really sink my teeth into.
Eva, you're in luck. In 4 days, there's an audition for the lead in the biggest play to hit malaria since,
The Desperate Hunchback Who Grasped at Straws?
Seriously, Eva, this could be your big break.
Oh my gosh, I don't believe it. What play is it?
Play? What play is it?
Is it Annie?
Annie?
Ooh, so many terrific girls got their start playing Annie.
Yes, that's it. It's Annie.
So it's actually a musical?
I think I just wet myself.
Someone can sing.
Gosh, me trying out for Annie? The plucky orphan whose song of hope lifts the heart of a weary nation?
Yeah, except in this version, Annie goes nuts and battles a bunch of evil inventions in deadly hand-to-hand combat.
Wow, how avant-garde.
Yeah, trust me, you were born to be in this production.
At the castle.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
No, you missed it again.
Excuse me, Igor, but I think you're supposed to say cut.
That's for film.
Film? Can you imagine a face like that on a 40-foot screen?
All right, all right, all right. Now listen.
Excuse me, Igor. I'm a little distracted.
What?
I think the makeup girl is out to get me.
They turn to Brain, squeezing some explosive drops.
No, that's Brain. And he's not the makeup girl. He's the idiot. Now, try to remember on the word tomorrow. You're supposed to crush the evil invention to your left.
You mean stage left?
Yeah, whatever. You're supposed to smash it to smithereens.
I know. It's just, it looks kind of real. And it's hard because I would never hurt anything real.
The props at the audition are going to look even more real, Eva. Some may even scream when you smash them.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they're also going to fight back. But it's all for reality's sake. But if you don't want to be a real actress...
Oh, no. I do. This is a block for me, but I will get through it.
Once more, from the top, with feeling.
I just have a teeny, teeny, tiny suggestion. Now, I know I'm not the director, but at the end of the number, I would love to try something like this. You're only a day away.
Swinging her arms around like helicopter blades, Eva knocks over everything in her path as she rips across the stage like a whirlwind.
Works for me.
Clouds part to reveal Igor on a castle balcony looking out across Malaria.
Dr. Igor. Dr. Igor von Igorstein. No. The evil Reverend Igor von Igorstein III. I can't believe it. I might actually be able to pull this off. Good work today, Eva. You took some really, big steps.
Thank you, Igor. I'm whispering to protect my voice. I really couldn't have done it without you.
Isn't it beautiful? King Malbert has turned this country into a paradise. His tower shines out for all the world to see as a beacon of evil.
And that's a good thing?
We were nothing country until King Malbert taught us that the way to succeed is by doing evil.
Whew. This is a tough town.
Well, in this world, nice guys finish last.
So I have to step on people to get ahead?
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather be a good nobody than an evil somebody. And so would you. Because you're good, Igor.
Eva, don't say that.
It's true, you are good.
Seriously, stop saying that.
But you are. You've helped me with my audition. You've made me this delicious tea. You're a very good friend.
Evil scientists don't have friends.
Well, what are Brain and Scamper?
Headaches.
Oh. Is that all I am?
No.
Okay, then you can be my number two friend.
Number two friend? Well, who's your number one friend?
See, you're jealous. You do want to be my friend.
I guess I'm just a pushover.
An invisible chat show host.
Hi, welcome to Crystal Clear. I'm Carl Crystal. Tonight we have a very special guest, someone we all love and respect. It's Honkers the Gassy Monkey. But first, King Malbert.
You're not wearing any, pants.
Hmm? Oh, no, I'm not. I figure, why does an invisible man need to wear pants? It's very liberating, Your Highness. Sire, the clouds, were they a blessing or a curse?
Well, of course, I would never wish the clouds on my people. But we rallied together for the common good by embracing evil. And look at us now, respected, successful.
Invisible Carl, who's wearing a jacket, is scratching his butt.
What are you doing?
Scratching my invisible butt. Getting back to my next question, sire. The evil science fair is 2 days away. Any predictions? Can anyone beat Dr. Schadenfreude?
Well, I hate to predict. I mean, all the evil scientists are twisted fiends in their own right. That said, there may be a genius this year with an evil invention so revolutionary that Schadenfreude might finally get knocked off his perch.
The only one getting knocked off his perch is you. Damn it, I need that monster. I will not be beaten by a hunchback, pot-bellied, bulgy-eyed runt.
I think he's kind of cute. Talent is attractive.
I can just picture Igor and his monster now, plotting their deadly combat maneuvers.
I got a woman as big as a house, yes, sir.
Eva stomps around a stage practicing a dance routine. She leaps on a board, which flips Igor into the air and into a box of hands. One of them grabs him by the throat, and giant Eva pulls the hand off him. She shakes Igor's hand, and to her horror, it comes off. He reveals his real hand through his sleeve and chuckles.
I'm on strike. The biggest
bigger the figure, the better I like her, the better.
Igor sketches a red dress labeled Annie costume, then holds it up against Eva so it looks as if she's wearing it. He holds it against himself and she chuckles. Brain cuts along a piece of red cloth, then hits an obstacle. He strains to push the scissors together and a severed hand flies past him. He looks up to see Scamper stitching the cloth with his left hand missing. Brain glides away, then returns to put the scissors down discreetly. Brain unscrews the top of Eva's head, revealing her brain. She tries out different headgear for Scamper's scrutiny. A fruit headdress, then a huge afro are quickly rejected, but a red wig with a bow gets the thumbs up. Brain and Scamper are standing either side of Igor as he plays an upright piano. The mobile jar and scrawny bunny sidle away as Eva saunters towards the piano. She clenches a rose between her teeth and tries to look sultry, leaning on the piano. The piano topples over and is smashed to smithereens. The giant and the hunchback chuckle amongst the wreckage. Brain, Igor and Scamper are hard at work on the dress, cutting and stitching, as Eva sidles in.
Guys, can you come in here? I need to talk to you.
If she's having a woman problem, it's all yours.
In the castle foyer, which has statues of snapping crocodiles either side of a stone staircase, Scamper, Igor and Brain are sitting on a sofa on the stage. Lumbering Eva sheepishly shuffles onto the stage with her hands behind her back.
Ta-da!
What are these?
Opening night presents! I know it's technically just an audition tomorrow, but I figured, what the hey? They're not much since I had to use stuff I found around here, but... Well, you first, Brain.
An envelope! You spoil me, rotten lady!
I think we better open it. It's a new label for your jar.
And Brain is spelled right. It is, right?
You shouldn't really worry about labels, though, because you may be a brain, but you have heart. And in some ways, that's more important.
Heart? I'd kill for a pair of feet.
Open yours, Scamper. It's a prehistoric evergreen. They live forever. I just want to make sure that if anything ever happens to the three of us, you always have company.
Great. I must be allergic to it. With any luck, it'll kill me with its dinosaur-era toxins. Okay, we can move on to Igor now.
Eva holds out a present.
No one's ever given me a gift before.
It's something no director can be without. A beret!
She puts the black beret on Igor.
Voila!
That's French for, please stop pelting me and my ridiculous hat with rocks.
Hey, Igor, where's our gift for Eva?
Our gift?
Oh, you guys didn't!
We did. Where'd you put it, Igor?
It's in the other room.
Igor scurries away to the lab where he looks round anxiously.
Gift, 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 gift.
Eva smiles demurely as Igor returns to the foyer.
Eva, we got you this.
His canister.
It's a necklace.
The ornate canister is strung on a chain so that it looks like a locket. As Eva gazes at her gift, Igor turns to Scamper, who shrugs.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen! Igor, can you... I would do it myself, but I'm all thumbs.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I got the thumbs on sale.
I'm never gonna take this off. That way all of you will be close to my heart forever. Oh, I need to go write this down in my sense memory journal. Oh, where did I put my glitter pen?
She scampers away.
See, this is the kind of moment that'd be tough for someone who wasn't meant to be an evil scientist. Somebody who'd go all soft and want to tell her the truth. But lucky for us, I'm evil, right?
Yeah, lucky us.
I don't feel lucky.
Igor watches Scamper and Brain leave. He takes off his beret and gazes at it mournfully. Later, Igor's pacing anxiously on a castle terrace.
So stay on track, because we're almost there. Just don't let her get into my head.
He looks up and spots Eva silhouetted in a window.
It's so hard being a little hunchback.
Heidi, Dr. Glickstein is under the rug. I mean under the weather.
I didn't come to see him. I came to see you.
Me?
In her room, Eva gently strokes the engraved pattern on the canister around her neck with a finger scarred with stitches.
By the way, And Igor came by today and asked me to hand deliver this to you. And these are my hands.
What is it?
Yeah, I haven't any idea.
Wish you weren't there.
Igor opens a greetings card and disappears in a puff of smoke.
Oh, excellent. Wonderful. You got my card.
He's in Schadenfreude's castle. Eva comes out onto the terrace.
Is everything okay? I heard a strange noise.
Oh,
I wasn't at the door listening to you and Igor. I just... Hi. We haven't met. I'm Eva.
Eva offers Heidi her huge hand.
You're upset, aren't you? Who is a strange woman living with Igor, right? Well, believe me, Igor and I are just friends. As his girlfriend, you have nothing to worry about.
I'm not his girlfriend.
You're not? But the way he looks at you... He never looks at me that way.
Maybe some men like girls who don't look like they've been put together at the junkyard.
Right.
You have a very ugly face.
Well, I have to go get some rest for my audition tomorrow. It was nice meeting you. Oh. Whoops.
Eva accidentally breaks the door.
Audition?
Igor's in a jacuzzi with Schadenfreude sipping a cocktail from a coconut shell.
So how is your cocktail, Igor? Is it nice? You like it? Is it coconutty? Coconutty enough?
Wait! Huh? You should be sipping in style. Igor! Crazy straw, right now. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Small trumpet. Isn't that better? Doesn't that taste better?
Excuse me, sir, but what? I mean, why am I here?
You can drop that slur around me. I don't even make my egos talk that way. Isn't that right, Igor?
Oh? Oh, that's right, Master.
How many times do I have to tell you? Call me Frederick. Okay, that's my name.
Okay, Frederick. I have to get back. Dr. Glickenstein will be missing me.
Somehow, I think he's missing more than his right-hand man. Look, Iggy baby, I know all about Glickenstein and his deadness.
I also know about your monster.
I'm gonna guess your plan. You win the evil science fair, and then everyone looks past the hunched thing, and they accept you for the real you. You grab the girl of your dreams, and you cha-cha-cha your way to a happy ending. Am I close on this?
No, not entirely. I don't know how to cha-cha.
We're a lot alike, Igor. I want to be more as well, but society, it won't let me. It stops me. So this is my plan. I enter Evil Science Fair with your monster, and then I win. I turn the monster on their king. Ding dong, the king is dead. Long live the new king, me! And then you come in as Malaria's new evil scientist, Dr. Igor. So what do you say to that? Is that nice? Is that really nice?
You want to overthrow the king?
I thought you wanted to be an evil scientist.
I do, but...
Stop thinking like an Igor. Evil scientists do not let anyone stand in their way.
Yes, I know. They step on people to get ahead.
Exactly!
She'll never do it.
She?
The monster. She isn't evil. Something went wrong and her evil bone was never activated.
So how do we get this evil bone up and running, huh? We kick it, we slap it, we take it to the movies, call it Irene?
She needs to commit an evil act, but since she's not evil, she won't.
Well, your troubles are over then. Because I can get a woman to do absolutely anything.
I don't know.
Don't tell me that you have feelings for this thing.
No.
Good. Because that would be pathetic. I can give you everything you have ever wanted.
I think I need to go.
Look, the evil science fair is in a few hours. You are either with me or against me. Yes or no?
Igor anxiously pulls at the locked sauna doors.
I take that as a no. What are you going to do now, smart guy?
Schadenfreude aims a laser gun at Igor. Igor kicks over a tray of steaming coals and dashes out of the sauna. He smashes a bottle of massage oil on the floor, causing Schadenfreude to slip towards the edge of the jacuzzi. Igor fires a pip at Schadenfreude through the crazy straw, hitting him on the forehead and knocking him into the jacuzzi. Igor activates the sliding cover of the jacuzzi. Schadenfreude's ego leaps in.
Just 8-10 minutes ago!
Get off me, you buffoon!
As the closed jacuzzi cover bulges, Igor dashes out of Schadenfreude's castle. He stops and looks back at the castle with its lantern-like towers and turrets, then takes out the beret that Eva gave him. Glancing from the beret to the castle, he's gripped with a look of determination and hurries away. In her room at Glickenstein's castle, Eva is looking at herself in a mirror, gently touching three scars on her jaw. Scamper and Brain come in with the red dress draped on a mannequin.
Okay, we finished your costume. I just hope it's cinched enough at the waist. Obviously, if I had more time, I would have made it flare out a little bit more over the knees. Stop touching it, Brain. I'm creating a look here.
You guys are my friends, so you'll tell me the truth, right?
Sure.
Do you think I'm pretty?
Brain, get me a tub of eyeliner, a pound of lipstick, and if all else fails, the severed head of a supermodel.
Okay, the jacuzzi has got a bathroom. I know that now.
Please, take your own sweet time. I'm loving it here.
No, really? Well, then maybe you should stay down there with your Igor, Pupchin.
You know something? He's a good listener. He's got soft hands, and unlike you, he sometimes shaves his legs.
Heidi raises her hand to slap Schadenfreude's Igor, but he motions her to stop and slaps himself on each cheek, then collapses. Schadenfreude kisses Heidi.
Wait. No kissing Heidi.
She swallows a pill and turns into Jacqueline.
Or do you like me better as Heidi?
Jacqueline, Heidi, Jacqueline, Heidi. It would be really swell if you didn't go psycho girlfriend on me right now.
I'm not psycho!
Obviously not.
How would you feel if every day you had to be 13 different people? I'm Jacqueline, your girlfriend.
She turns into a redhead.
Then I'm Dr. Knockmeyer's girlfriend.
A blonde.
Then I'm Dr. Groner's girlfriend. All for you. To help you steal inventions year after year.
And I still say those stolen pills were the best invention yet.
Well, this time they really paid off. Guess what Mommy found out about our favorite little monster? Or should I say, actress?
At Glickenstein's castle.
Eva!
Igor scurries round the gloomy foyer.
Eva! Eva!
She appears at the top of the stairs in a glamorous outfit.
Just breathe. Okay, center yourself in your body.
She does a twirl in a long, flowing dress.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. Director.
She sweeps majestically down the stairs, but loses her footing.
Act graceful, act graceful, keep smiling.
She collapses on top of Igor.
Too close?
No, Eva, you look beautiful.
Oh, this is such a cliche. The leading lady falling for her director.
Well, you're not used to high heels. Oh, you mean...
Our work here is done.
Our work? You spent the entire time playing with a piece of ribbon.
Brain glides away, waving a ribbon in the air.
Eva, about the audition, I think I've given you the wrong direction.
But I feel so prepared.
No, I've been trying to make you play a role that you're not right for.
What?
I have to tell you the truth. Heidi, I'll just be a minute.
Igor scurries outside.
Oh, Igor, ow! My ankle! It twisted like the pretzel, Igor!
Enchanting.
Thank you. And who are you?
Someone who does not want your unique gifts to go to waste.
Are you a talent agent?
I was so deep down worried that when you opened the card, I thought I lost you forever.
Heidi, I need to tell you something.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like for the first time in my life, I'm seeing the real Igor. And I think I'm in love with him.
Heidi puckers up.
Wow. When it rains, it pours.
No.
Igor is a liar. He does this.
Igor would never lie to me. Igor cares about me.
Cares? He doesn't care. Because he built you to be a weapon.
No. You're wrong.
He'll never look at you and see a woman. All he will ever see is a monster.
I don't believe you.
Open your eyes. Igor has someone else in mind for your role.
Eva looks out of the window to see Heidi smothering a reluctant Igor with kisses.
There's nothing more for you here. Come with me. I will make you a star.
Schadenfreude holds out his hand as he backs away into the shadows. Eva's hand hovers in the light on the edge of the shadows, then Schadenfreude pulls her into the darkness. She discards her necklace, which drops to the floor. Outside, Igor prizes his lips off Heidi's.
What's wrong?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've made someone else. I mean, I've met someone else. Who I made. It's complicated.
Wait a minute. You're rejecting me?
I'm sorry.
For that big, bumpy thing?
How do you know about...
I mean, this isn't even the sexiest me, but come on. Look at you. You're hideous. You really are. And I kissed you. Oh, yuck.
Heidi swallows a pill and changes into Jacqueline.
You're a monster. And as we know, monsters only exist to be used.
Schadenfreude! Eva!
Igor scampers round the foyer, then finds Eva's discarded necklace.
Seize him!
King Malbert bursts in.
Frankenstein. And before you answer, you should know that someone sent me this!
Glickenstein's arm.
Your Highness, he's dead.
And he didn't invent life, did he?
No. I did.
And Igor inventing.
Silence! And she invented life, eh? Well, where is it?
It's a she, and I think someone's taken her.
Well, if she comes back, we'll just tell her where to find you. In the Igor recycling plant!
No, please, no, no!
Guards drag Igor to a chute.
Eva, where are you? Eva!
Eva's being driven away by Schadenfreude's Igor. Igor is spiraling down a circular metal chute that's lit with blood-red light.
Eva!
The chute snakes deeper and deeper. Under dark, gloomy skies, contestants and spectators converge on a circular arena, the Colosseum, along numerous illuminated roads, making it look from above like a giant spider. A huge, covered creature on a cart is dragged along by two Igors.
Lock your doors and hide your loved ones. It's the annual Evil Science Fair.
I'm Carl Kristoff, and I'm coming to you live. Invisible. And totally au naturel.
He's not wearing any trousers.
Fans are taking their seats, including King Malbert himself.
Don't touch me.
Meanwhile, these scientists are in their locker rooms prepping their evil inventions.
A series of identical large doors fringe the gladiatorial pit at the center of the arena. A giant wheel turns to open an external door. Torchlight spills into the gloomy holding cell and Schadenfreude's car glides in.
Here we are, a dressing room fit for a leading lady.
Wow, listen to that. How many girls are auditioning for this project?
Crisscrossing spotlights cut through the arena as a large inflatable ball with an eagle inside is bounced around the spectators. In Glickenstein's castle, Scamper and Brain peer through the jagged chute doors.
I'm gonna go save him.
Wait.
Look, maybe I'm not a genius, okay? But I know one thing. I have to try.
No, I was gonna say, wait, I'm coming with you.
On three. One.
Hey, no fair!
Brain pushes Scamper down the chute, then leaps in after him. They drop onto a circular conveyor belt that Igor's hanging from by his feet.
What are you doing here?
We're here to rescue you!
I don't want to be rescued. I'm an Igor, and this is what happens to us.
They're traveling towards snapping metal jaws.
Figures. Just when I decided I want to live.
Schadenfreude's pacing anxiously outside a curtained booth.
Don't peek.
Don't worry.
I hope I can still do a decent audition without Igor's help.
Trust me. I'm the one that's gonna bring out the real you.
This isn't you, Igor. Where's all that stupid optimism and annoying can-do attitude?
I tried to be someone different, but the world wouldn't let me.
Don't you want to go after Eva and save her from Schadenfreude?
Are you actually trying to hypnotize me, Brain?
Yes. But if that's not working, then how about this?
Ow!
Eva needs you, and you're the only hunchback that can stand tall and fight for her.
Brain hands Eva's necklace to Igor.
Brain, that may be the smartest thing you've ever said.
Brain lunges at a switch.
Reach, Brain, reach!
You should have killed me with a longer arm!
Huh?
What? Like this is the first time I've gnawed my own feet off?
Scamper's severed feet are clamped in the conveyor belt. He pulls a switch to release his friends.
Who says rabbit's feet are lucky?
Igor leads the escape.
Wheels, don't fail me now!
Two guards give chase.
Wheels, fail me! Wheels, fail me!
They race along a narrow underground passageway pulsing with red warning lights. The hunted threesome come to a stop as guards approach from both directions.
What are you doing?
Looking for the secret passage? There's always a secret passage!
Darn it, Brain, there's no secret passage. It's over.
Igor beats the wall with his fist, and a section of the wall slides open to reveal a staircase.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
Technically, it's a secret staircase.
The secret door slides shut, leaving the pursuing guards looking flummoxed. King Malbert.
Welcome to you and the millions of viewers around the globe. They come from all corners.
And just look at them. They're all worried sick about one thing. World peace. Well, tonight, it's within their grasp, and it has but a small price, and that price is
$100 billion!
King Malbert is shown on giant screens. Spotlights slice through the gloom.
And I, for one, I think they can do it. And if they don't, well, the evil invention Last Standing will be unleashed on the world. Oh! Just be too horrible to imagine.
A tower outside the Colosseum reaches up into the dark, forbidding skies. A cluster of skulls at the peak shoot beams of light from their eye sockets. Igor, Brain, and Scamper clamber out onto a metal platform.
Where are we? And why am I panting? I don't have lungs.
The tower of the King's Castle. Look, there's the Colosseum.
A plume of light leads up to a large crystal.
Wow. I don't know what it is, but I want one.
It's the Beacon of Evil on top of the Royal Castle.
Wait, is it a beacon?
And bring me back a toy!
Rays of light bounce off the crystal in all directions. Igor rushes up a spiral staircase. He reaches a metal trapdoor. He forces it open and shields his eyes as he's engulfed by gold and sunshine. He climbs out onto the summit of the tower and gazes in awe at the sunshine and white fluffy clouds. Gripping a circular rail that runs round the edge of the tower, he closes his eyes and takes a deep breath. He lets out a contented sigh. His eyes narrow as he sees the rays from King Malbert's tower breaking through the white clouds.
The King's beacon is really a weather ray. King Malbert is making the storm clouds.
I beseech you.
He lied to us.
Yes, right there. You need to give. Just like we need to be evil.
You need to be evil.
I know my choreography, if that's what you mean.
I think you need to go deeper. Have you ever done anything evil?
No.
Well, then, how can you play it truthfully? You know, you can't get this part if you fake it. Hit me.
What?
Hit me.
I could never hit anyone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Igor was right. You are not an actress.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. No wonder he chose Heidi. I mean, you know, she's beautiful, and you are not. She has got talent, and you do not.
Don't you say that.
Look at you. You are pathetic.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You are just a big freaky. Here it is, baby. Buckle up. Here it comes. You are an ugly monster. You couldn't act your way out of... Ow!
Eva swats Schadenfreude like a fly, propelling him across the dingy holding cell. The index finger on her gigantic right hand that contains the evil bone starts to glow, and a twinkling radioactive light spreads across her body. Her demure expression becomes a snarl, and her doll-like eyes become jet black with pools of reflected golden light.
We've got Annie!
Malarians! Let's get evil!
The center of the Colosseum is flooded with light. The King's Tower looks down on the Colosseum, shooting out rays of light into the dark, forbidding skies. On the metal platform, Igor secures a rope to the tower. He throws the other end of the rope over the edge of the platform.
What? You're gonna lower yourself down?
You've got your job, I've got mine. I'm coming, Eva.
And bring me back a toy!
Igor abseils down the side of the tower. He stops momentarily and looks down the rope, which disappears from view far below. His foot gets caught in the rope. Igor's hanging upside down by his foot.
That was close.
He's okay! He's okay!
Oh.
The tethered end of the rope comes loose, and Igor lands on the Colosseum roof.
I'm coming, Eva.
And here comes this year's evil inventions.
A baby-headed scientist's eagle pulls a giant switch and a perimeter door opens. Huge chains drag an enormous, ferocious robotic teddy bear to its feet. Another door opens to reveal a gigantic tentacle plant belching flames. More monstrous creations are unleashed.
What a menagerie of mayhem-loving monstrosities!
The round metallic head of a snake-like creature fizzes with electricity.
Take a good look, world! Any of these could be coming for you! Only one evil invention left.
Time for my crowning achievement.
Pull the switch!
Schadenfreude's ego pulls a switch and a door falls open. Eva stomps into the arena wearing her red Annie dress. King Malbert looks stunned as Eva comes out to face her adversaries. Her sinister face is shown on the giant arena screens.
That's Dr. Schadenfreude's invention?
Igor's clinging to a beam above the arena.
Eva!
Let the battle begin!
No!
Eva launches into song.
Hold on! What's this? It's fighting!
The snake-like creature coils itself round Eva, but she bursts free, smashing it to pieces.
And winning!
She swings the tentacle creature round like a lasso.
Let me through! I made her!
You made her?
Hey! Here's the genius Igor that made her!
Just thinking about tomorrow.
Eva breaks free of a green jelly monster and is scooped up by a flying robotic creature that she smashes to smithereens with a flurry of hammering punches.
None.
Igor leaps into the battle zone.
Eva!
Has entered the arena.
Stop my chin and grin.
Don't worry, folks.
He'll be dead soon.
As Brain watches anxiously from the tower platform, Scamper tears open the control panel to reveal a tangle of circuitry.
She's almost at her big finish! And if we don't destroy this weather ray, it's really over.
Scamper tugs at the circuitry, and Brain helps by wrapping his claw around the indestructible bunny's waist. As they rip out components, the shafts of light on the tower start to flicker, and the weather rays fire erratically into the dark skies.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on.
Leave it to Schadenfreude, destroying his enemies with a giant girl in a red dress.
I can't believe Schadenfreude did it again! What are you doing in the king's box, Shani?
I was about to ask you the same question, Malby.
Malby? What's the meaning of this?
This means you're through. Or should I say overthrown?
Schadenfreude kicks Malbert out of the royal box. two guards move in.
Hey, you unhand him. He's your new king.
Ha ha! And if you have a problem with that, please take it up with the head of my complaint department, who's the big monster over there.
The guards back away.
There's gotta be a faster way to demolish this thing!
We're all gonna die! Except you!
Oh, yeah.
Scaffa gnaws through a cable and is electrocuted. The tower vibrates and the weather rays are snuffed out like candles. In the arena, Eva picks up two cables and yanks them. Brackets supporting the cables on pillars ping off like bullets. She pulls harder on the cables, and the whole of the Colosseum shudders.
She's gonna take this whole place apart.
Debris rains down on Eva. Eagle races up to Eva.
Wait! This isn't you! I did create you to be evil. I'm sorry I lied to you. I lied to you about everything.
Eva tugs at the cables.
It's just a role. You don't have to play it.
Yes, she does. You're an ego. She's an evil invention.
No. Everyone has an evil bone in their body, but we choose whether or not to use it. And as someone I loved once said, it's better to be a good nobody than an evil somebody.
A wave of sunlight washes over Igor and Eva. They look up as shafts of sunlight grow in strength, washing away the darkness. Malbert looks up at the sunlight with gritted teeth. Schadenfreude looks bemused. Light fizzes from Eva's index finger and her eyes revert to normal. She drops the cable with a sigh.
I'm not evil. I'm Eva.
That is the correct answer.
Igor, I felt like I was in a dark, horrible place.
We all were.
Wait! What's happening?
The end of Malaria's evil role in the world.
Camera two.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. For generations, King Malbert has kept us in the dark by creating the clouds with a weather ray. He lied to us. We trusted him and he lied to us. He tricked us into thinking we needed to be evil to survive. But we don't! None of us do.
Malbert spins round to face the hostile crowd.
This is outrageous! He has no proof! Where's his proof? I demand to see proof! I demand to see...
The cloud machine falls from the tower, landing on Malbert.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
Long live King Schadenfreude!
Everybody! King Malbert the Liar is dead! Long live King Schadenfreude! Everybody say, long live...
Eva's stamp makes Schadenfreude tumble.
Well, that was a short reign.
Hey, fellas! I'm single again!
Jacqueline opens her pill box.
No more pills. I can't see what I really look like.
In silhouette, she turns into a squat eagle.
My evil days are over. From here on out, all evil doings will be handled by my manager slash boyfriend.
His face bathed in sunshine, Igor looks round at the crowd with an awestruck smile. The sun shines down on the arena, which has been renamed the Malaria Community Theatre. Invisible Carl Kristall strides up to smartly dressed Igor.
President Igor, now that you're in charge, will pants continue to be as expensive and uncomfortable as they were under the previous administration?
What? What? No. Everything's about pants. Why is everything about pants with you?
There you have it. Another politician afraid to answer the tough pants-related questions of Carl Kristall.
Schadenfreude is dressed as a pickle.
Pickles. Old family recipe. Pickles.
Cocos. Strudel. La la la.
Yuck!
Schadenfreude's ego looks dejected. Heidi the ego comes back.
Pick me up at 7. I'm gonna go home and shave.
Scamper's backstage adjusting the blind orphan's costumes.
Hey, Scamper, have you seen Eva?
No. Go away. Hans, you're wearing this backwards. What are you, blind?
Let's switch this around.
So, what do you do?
I'm a genius. What do you do, mister?
Eva is waiting in the wings.
I'm sorry I'm late. I left your opening night gift back at the lab.
Oh, my necklace!
Look inside.
She takes a piece of paper out of the canister locket.
Oh my gosh, you're really gonna make this?
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, then we'll just adopt.
She gazes at the design drawing of a dog.
It's a big step getting a pet together.
Come on, after living with Brain and Scamper, everything will seem like a breeze.
She crouches down and he slips the necklace over her head. The blind orphans scamper onto the stage.
I can see clearly now, the rain is long. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Watching hand in hand from the wings, Igor and Eva smile upon another. Golden sunshine beams down on Malaria. Directed by Tony Leondis. Written by Chris McKenna. Produced by John D. Iraklis. Produced by Max Howard. Executive producer, Jean-Luc Dufanti. Line producer, John McKenna. Associate producers, Jamie DeRusso. Darius A. Kamali. Matthew J. Parker. Steve Buscemi. John Cleese. Jennifer Coolidge. John Cusack. Arsenio Hall. Sean Hayes. Eddie Izzard. Jay Leno. James Lipton. Molly Shannon. Christian Slater. Music by Patrick Doyle. Editor, Hervé Schneid, ACE. Animation by Sparks Animation Studios. Art Director, Olivier Besson. Animation Supervisors, Christela Jolens and Yoshimichi Tamura. Character Designer, Valerie Hadida. Cast in order of appearance. Igor, John Cusack. Dr. Holtzworm, Mylene Klass. Dr. Holtzworm's Igor, Robin Howard. Dr. Hirschlag, Matt McKenna. Dr. Hirschlag's Igor, Daniel Hustwaite. Dr. Glickenstein, John Cleese. Scamper, Steve Buscemi. Brain, Sean Hayes. Announcer, Jess Harnell. Dr. Schadenfreude, Eddie Izzard. Jacqueline, Jennifer Coolidge. King Malbert, Jay Leno. Heidi, Jennifer Coolidge. Eva, Molly Shannon. Blind Woman, Zoe Bright. Blind Orphans, Sophia Iraklis, A. Sharon Hall, Alexander Leondis, Juliana Leondis, Michael Leondis, Nicole Leondis, Robin Tisserand, Buzz Othman, Paul C. Vogt, Grand Dame, Kay Cole, as himself, James Lipton, Dr. Schadenfreude's Igor, Christian Slater, Carl Kristall, Arsenio Hall, Tatiana, Taya Howard. Royal Guards, Justin Ike, Jess Harnell. Coliseum Fans, Zoe Bright, John Iraklis, Max Howard, Tony Leondis, Chris McKenna. Additional screenplay material, Tony Leondis, John Hoffman, Dimitri Toskas. Pre-production conceptual artwork, Phil Barlow, Chris Ewer. Editor, George Falsey Jr., ACE. Assistant Editors, Charles Kaplan, Roxanne Dorman. Dialogue Editor, Josh Gladstone. Sparks Animation Studios. Studio Head, Jean-Philippe Agati. Studio and Post-Production Manager, Didier Kwak. Songs. Pennies from Heaven, written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. Performed by Louis Prima. The Late Late Show with Dr. Schadenfreude. Written and performed by Asa Taccone, Matthew Cornbread Compton, and Justin Bailey for Black Iris Music 2008. Jump, Jive and Wail, written and performed by Louis Prima. Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, written by Charles Warfield and Clarence Williams. Performed by Louis Prima. Beep Beep, written by Jerry Joyce and Jerry Wynn. Performed by Louis Prima. Tomorrow, from the Broadway musical Annie. Written by Charles Strauss and Martin Sharnin. The Bigger the Figure. Written by Marshall Bearer, Alexander Wilder. Performed by Louis Prima and his orchestra with Keeley Smith. I Can See Clearly Now, written by Johnny Nash, performed by the Hit Crew. Pocket Full of Sunshine, written by Natasha Bedingfield, Daniel Brisebois, John M. Shanks, performed by Natasha Bedingfield. Igor Copyright Exodus Productions, SARL, all rights reserved. Screenplay and characters under license from Exodus Film Fund 1, LLC. Names of the title, characters, events, items, and places therein are trademarks of Exodus Film Fund 1, LLC. All rights reserved. Exodus Productions, SARL, is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Audio description written and recorded by Michael Woodford for IMS.